Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dene Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter or whatever you call it. I call it Twitter still because X is just weird, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, final segment of the show as we dive into the world of high school sports here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shouts out to Sanaya Sharper, Archer Tigers. Appreciate her taking time out of her day to join us here on the show. A conversation you just heard, and you can actually go back on the Odyssey app live just in case you missed it. Download the Odyssey app. You can go back and rewind that thing and listen to it in its entirety. And a conversation you'll get to hear in its entirety here in just a second. My guy Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy, going to be joining me. Before I bring him on to the show here, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people checking in. Kim Kardashian tapped in on social media. Sherry Barwell and Griffin, appreciate y'all checking in. And let's go ahead and get Joel tapped into the show. Mr. Hillsman, I said that because of the amount of basketball you're covering here in the state, man, if you actually received physical splinters, man, you probably wouldn't be able to move.
Well, man, just glad to have you on. Yeah, me and the hardwood, you know that talc they put down at the beginning of the year, and you get to smell it. Yeah. I know that smell very well. I'm almost immune to it.
Good deal. Joel Hillsman, Hillsman having me joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joel, one of the best in the state at covering high school basketball. That would be you, sir. And unbelievable, man. We're literally just probably, what, a week and a half or so from the regular season wrapping up, and then region tournaments get kicked off, and then next thing you know, it's the state tournament. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it feels like this season really went by kind of fast.
I mean, it does. You only have, what, 14 or 15 really weeks or weekends, you know, and then you have November and December where there are so many events and tournaments and classics, and so by the time you get to this part of the year, like, you turn around and it's over. You look at teams, they're at game 21, 22, and mm-hmm. you only get 25. And, you know, we had some weather issues, so teams are now going to play, and everybody will wrap up. Some people will start their region tournaments next Saturday on, like, the 8th before the Super Bowl. But it's normally that second week where you get those region tournaments and they bounce around, and you just kind of look at brackets and hope you can see as many as you want to. And then, yeah, then it's state time. And it's just the schedule is tricky, mm-hmm. especially with football bleeding so far into basketball now. But got to make the most out of those 14, 15 weeks. I wish we had a couple extra weeks in there, but we don't. So we deal with what we got.
There it is. And speaking of, you touched on, you know, like you said, the region tournaments. A lot of these region races are, you know, some are tight, you know, coming down the final stretch here. Some, you know, teams have already pretty much kind of solidified, you know, locking up a number one seed for the region tournaments. But as these region races start to wind down, any particular ones that stand out to you, you know, as far as ones you're going to be most intrigued about watching to see, you know, how things get seeded for the region tournament, and then they get into that and then get ready for the state tournament?
Yeah, that's the trick. You know, I really like Region 4, 5A. That's Tri-Cities and Woodward and Decatur and Chamblee. And then you might say, well, Chamblee. But, you know, seeding is going to matter. And a lot, I don't have a lot of the region tournaments in front of me right now, right, even the skeleton brackets, because each region does it differently. So I don't know who's going to have a bye, who's right. not. But at the end of the day, you know, if you make it to the semifinals, regardless of your region, you're in the state. And in some regions, you know, you advance right to the semifinals, so you're in state. But, you know, Woodward is very, very good, and Tri-Cities beat them. And that mm-hmm. game had got rescheduled twice, and they got to play it again next week. And then they mm-hmm. probably will meet again in the region tournament. So that is a very, very interesting region. Of course, with Rory Welsh coming over at Decatur, he's had them in the mix. And Coach Terry has done a good job over at Chamblee keeping them afloat. So they may actually have a chance to put themselves in a good situation. But that region there, because I really feel like Tri-Cities and Woodward Academy and Decatur each could make a push there in Class 5A. Also, I like Region 3. 5A is a really good classification, but Region 3, Dutchtown, we haven't talked a lot about them this year. Wallace Coker, he's just been over there doing what he's doing. They're 18-2. They're 9-0 in the region. They're kind of much in the driver's seat, but he got Elliot Montgomery over there at Hughes. And then here comes Noonan, who's kind of held their water together pretty good. And then Northgate and McIntosh and Morrow, they actually, somebody could steal one of them could steal a bid to the state. But just to see how Dutchtown and Langston Hughes have done, that region is really good. And then over in Region 7 in 6A, and that's the Meadow Creek. You know, a lot of people don't, Meadow Creek is in first place in that region.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah, like, is that one that you would say kind of surprised you, sort of, maybe, that, you know, they would kind of be one of the top teams up there in that region, along with Norcross?
No, because Coach Smith is quiet. And when Coach Smith is quiet, then I kind of know something's going on. And when they beat Norcross, that was a big win and gave them a lot of momentum and a lot of people paid attention to them. And Duluth and Berkmar down at the bottom, Norcross and Peachtree Ridge, you know, Norcross basically a shell of what they were when the season began. But Jesse McMillan, by the way, I heard you giving out acknowledgement. So Jesse McMillan picked up his 400th career win last
Coach.
Week.
Yeah,
and all of them at Norcross. So that region has been very interesting because Duluth has been improved and Berkmar has been improved. And with Coach Witherspoon over at Berkmar, this is his first year there. They don't have a winning record, but they've played tough. And, you know, if they sneak into the state tournament in his first year there with what he's had to deal with, that would be intriguing. And Duluth, you know, they've been very interesting. So that region 7, 6A has been very interesting. So those are some of the region races, especially within the Atlanta Metro that have gotten my attention. There's a couple others down in 4A with South Georgia and Ware County, Warner Robins and Houston County, that those region races are very, very tight as well.
All right. So with that being said, region tournaments go down, you know, teams get seeded, all that. You know, any outside of the usual suspects, everybody's kind of looking at, you know, if you look at 6A, everybody's probably pegging, you know, the Graysons and, you know, so forth, Wheeler, and so on and so on. You get what I'm saying, right? Outside of some of these usual suspects that people typically anticipate being contenders for the state title, have you had a chance to either watch or, you know, just teams you're keeping up with that you think most people will be surprised, but you would say they definitely have proven that they should be considered a team as a contender for a state title?
In 6A?
Or just in general, just any in general, no particular classification.
I think 5A is really wide open. I mean, you said usual suspects, so I mean, I'd have to throw Dutchtown in the non-usual suspect. I kind of got to throw Gainesville in the non-usual suspect in 5A. Mm-hmm. In 6A, I mean, it's Grayson and it's Wheeler.
Right.
And then McEachern has played defense so well, and Etowah has been pretty good. 4A, it's kind of pacing North Oconee, but is Mays getting better? They're healthy. They got the whole team back together. Is Maynard Jackson laying in the wood? And what is Coach Sellers doing up at Kale?
Right.
And then in 3A, Cedar Grove and Cross Creek, you know, a lot of people don't talk about Cross Creek. That's out near Augusta. Pickens is pretty good. East Hall, West Augusta. So maybe those are some teams. I think 2A is wide open as well. I think Tattnall County might be a big sleeper down in 2A, but I think South Atlanta could in the Metro could be a sleeper. But, you know, you got Kipp, Columbia, and South Atlanta all in 2A, and all of them could be good, but they all going to have to go through Carver-Columbus, which 2A is kind of tricky. That stuff can open up. I think Putnam County's had a pretty good year down in 1A Division I. Best Academy has played pretty well. APS school has done really good. And then in 1A Division II, I mean, McIntosh Academy, which, I mean, they've got three losses, two of them were to Brunswick. I was there when they lost the first one to Brunswick. Savannah's always going to be good. But then, you know, if you want to go out to the Lake Oconee and have some fun, Green County. Green County might be somebody to watch for there. And then, you know, we got this new little private thing now. So Holy Innocence and Green Forest, I think, take that 3A, 1A private slot. But North Cobb Christian is staying there. Walker has got a lot of quiet wins, and Paideia, just they do something different when it hits to the playoffs. So I think each classification has somebody that's not a usual suspect that has the ability to, but will they? That's a different story.
All right, spending time on the wave4.com hotline here on Press Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy, joining us for Talking High School Hoops. He covers it so well here in the great state of Georgia. Let's talk about some individual performances. Anybody, you know, that has really impressed you this year with their performance on the hardwood?
So Kayla Wilson just put up 43 points and 16 rebounds on senior night.
Shout out to that, yeah. I mean, hey, look, that's how you celebrate being named a McDonald All-American, right?
Exactly. What do we say in our business? Don't bury the lead.
Right.
So it starts with that. I mean, Colby Landry over at Wheeler has done a phenomenal job. I think Coach Thompson has got him to buy in. He bought in from the beginning. He provided him with excellent shooting. I've seen him a couple of times. Hezekiah Kent down at Brunswick, probably going to be a football player, but, man, if he decided to play basketball full-time, he will be a problem. K.J. White up at Gainesville, continuing to be one of the savvy point guards. I like Chase Lumpkin over at McEachern. Just keep watching.
Yeah,
he's going to be good.
I saw him at the against Pace. You're right.
Yeah. D.J. Hubbard over at Cedar Shoals, he's just kind of put it together as a junior, has had some solid performances throughout the year, has played well in out-of-state competition. And I, you know, Boston Kurtz over at Cherokee Bluff, man, I was really impressed. He's going to help a college team at some level, but good size, good length, can shoot the basketball really well. The Davis boys up at Pickens County, Parker Davis and Dodge Davis, they take turns whether they want to score 20 or 30 or 40. I think they talk about it at home, like, hey, you go get 30 tonight, I get 10. You go get 40 tonight, I go get 20. So they play really well, and we've just got a lot this year in Georgia. You've got to go find guys. They just don't jump out to you. And I think in what I've done this year, I've kind of tried to find guys that I know that college coaches wanted to know stuff about or wanted to see more, wanted to know, hey, is this guy going to fit in, or how is his high school team leading him and using him? So I think those guys have kind of stood out to me. Latarius Burt over at Greene County has played well under the radar. So just a few of the guys. I mean, Georgia's filled with them. Daniel Darinola over at Green Forest has played really, really well. And then over at Holy Innocence, the freshman, Jaden McCullough. So I really like how he's played this year.
Awesome stuff, man. Joel, one more before I let you go. We got about 40 seconds here. Is there one particular, if you got to pick out of all these classifications we just talked about, if there's one classification that you're most intrigued by when it comes to the state tournament itself, which one would you say it is?
Ooh. I'm going to have to say 5A.
5A.
I'm going to have to say 5A just because Milton is known, and Coach Whitehart does a good job, but Woodward Academy is very, very good.
Yeah.
And Omari Fortz at Tri-Cities told me in November, he said, if I can just get them to keep buying in, they won't none will touch me in February. And so they're really good. And then Gainesville is there, and then Corker is there. And a lot of 5A is coaching, and a lot of hey, we want to talk about them in November, but let's okay, we got to talk about them in late January and February. So I think 5A would be the one that's the most intriguing to me, and then it would be 2A would be the other one.
There it is. Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy. Give him your handle real quick, Joel, before you go.
Oh, man, it's at Jay Hillsman. You know where to find me, man. Continue doing a great job, and glad to catch up with you.
Yeah, man, it's that time of year. This is where we start having you on regularly as we get into all of this.
Hey, that's how we do it.
All right, man, appreciate your time, Joel. Have a great evening.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, man, Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy. Appreciate him taking time out of his night to join us here, catching us up on what's going on in the world of high school hoops across the state of GA. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you to Sanaya Sharper, Archer Tigers Girls Basketball, for tapping in as well. We'll do it again next week, if I'm not mistaken. Well, Hawks, yeah, they got a 7 o'clock tip. We should be on about the same time, 10 o'clock, maybe closer to 10:30. We'll see. But until then, Sonny, thank you for holding me down on the other side of the glass. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.